It's been a while. It's me, the Royalist, and yeah, it's been a while since I've made a ramble slash update for you guys. Not even sure if you'd consider listening to this, but oh well. So you might have noticed that I've been a little more active than usual, than for the past month, and yeah, things are ramping up for me in this side of the audio grind. But I can't state that I would have something on the regular. Perhaps an audio week would be something that you can at least expect from me. I don't think I can ever stop recording audios, so at least you could expect once a week from me. Whether I would be sticking to a schedule, I'm not entirely sure, because I still have to consider my own schedule, which has been a little more hectic than usual. For those who aren't aware, I now have 3 jobs. I have 1 job, my day job, and then I have 2 side gigs that take up my free time most of the time. I'm also, you know, taking the downtime to actually enjoy the downtime. So, yeah. In lieu of... in lieu of not being able to post audios, I've been writing scripts instead. So for the past 2 months, I've had 3 scripts up. Those are all M4F, and I feel like this is going to be a thing that I will continue doing. It's something that I really enjoy, and you guys have been rewarding me so much by doing a lot of fills. It's quite a surprise for me to experience this. I didn't think that people would actually consider filling my scripts. It's definitely a different kind of high that from making an audio and people in telling you that they enjoy it. This one is a little different in the sense that it feels a little more fulfilling because you are putting thoughts into words and people are putting your words into audios, and you know, the listeners seem to be enjoying it, and I've actually received messages that, out of context, would sound really off-putting, but I've been receiving a couple of PMs from the ladies who are thanking me because I've figured out a way to make them get into rape audios. You know, rape fantasies and not actual things, okay? God, it's a little weird to say that out loud, but yeah, it's a thing that's happening, so I feel good about it. I feel good about corrupting the minds of the people. Just kidding. I feel good about being a bad influence, maybe. Speaking of bad influences, I was also able to bring in a friend for one of my more recent audios, which is the Succubus in Training. It's a series that has gone from, like, that entire series just shows my progress in GWA, from not knowing how a succubus works to going through the whole trying to fix a plot, trying to fix my unawareness throughout the entire series, and then just suddenly turning into this sort of evil succubus who now mostly cares about her sustenance than you. Than the listener. When in the past, the first time you encounter her, she cares for you and she's, you know, doing all she can to make you feel good. This time she's like, just give me what I want and I'm pretty sure I'll be able to give you what you want as well. You know, she sounds a little more dismissive slash seductive, so that is... that represents my growth in GWA, maybe. Yeah, I'm happy that I was able to bring in another person, to bring in another lust into the fold, I guess. It was a special audio, and I was really happy that, we were able to pull it off on time. Yeah, that one had a deadline, so, yeah, it was really fun to collaborate again. It was fun to write a script for a collaboration. It was nerve-wracking because I haven't really written the script for not just for me, but for someone else, like for another female performer to perform it. I was nervous the entire time to see if she would, you know, see if this is something that she would say, if this is something that she wouldn't, but Sapiosexual Lust was all for it, was all game, and I'm glad that you love her voice, because I enjoyed her voice, and I enjoy her performance, and listening to her made editing way easier. I'd say that she carried the whole thing. What else? Yeah, so my audios, I'm trying my best to get back to the swing of things, but in the meantime, I'm doing script fills. I'm trying to open myself up to script fills. There's a particular DDLG script that I had to hold back because of the recent changes with GWA, where they suddenly decided not to allow DDLG, and then just recently they said, okay, we got confirmation that we could do DDLG, so DDLG is fine again. And it's actually a script fill that was made, the script I think was made 2 years ago, and it has to be one of the craziest scripts I've ever filled. And there were moments where I felt like, this is insane. I love it. You know, it's that type of script. And I hope you guys enjoy it. It'll be up Monday evening for you guys. That one I will make sure of. Or it might be Tuesday evening. I have to make sure that I have time to edit that, because it was a really long script and I may have laughed a couple of times during the takes. So yeah, I have to make sure that everything works out. Aside from that, I'm actually, as I mentioned earlier, I was open to more script fills, and if anyone has an idea of what types of scripts they want to hear from me, do let me know. I mean, I already have certain scripts or a style in mind that I would most definitely ascribe to, but you know, you never know. There are tons of scripts out there on GWA, and I might miss some really good ones. I can't guarantee that I would actually do them, but you know, it's good to know if there are any that you want me to voice, and if it's something that I can't voice mostly because of the style, then I might just rework something to suit my way of recording things. So any and all suggestions are open. I've also been a little more active on Backstage. Not sure if you guys noticed, which I don't think you would notice because I'm barely there. I'm becoming more active as a moderator on GWA Backstage. There are a couple of new things that we are introducing, which I think and I hope would bring the community back to life. I mean, it's already alive, but would introduce some new things and would hopefully motivate other people to bring in new things to the subreddit. And we're doing a podcast next week, and yeah, you might be hearing me. It depends on my schedule, but I hope that it all works out. What else? Right, I'm also reviving my Tumblr. You can go check my Tumblr out. It's throwawayyourlust.tumblr.com. You will find all my ideas in free form being written down there. So if you want to see what I'm cooking up, it will most likely be on my Tumblr. And finally, I guess the best news that I just remembered is that I'm recording on an S8, my Samsung S8. If you don't know, my phone was stolen last December, and it took a while for me. It took a toll on me. It's the reason why I went on hiatus, and since my hiatus, things were happening in life, and I couldn't keep up and everything, and now I have my phone back, and I'm definitely more inspired to record, and you can expect some binaural audios from me soon, because, fuck yes. I think this was the best thing that has happened to my my side here on GWA. The fact that I can do binaural audios because, oh my god, binaural audios are so much fun, and it's so much fun to be able to make them. And yeah, hopefully you guys will enjoy my next couple of ones if I manage to actually finish the scripts that I'm working on. I think that's about it. So I'm putting this on a new sticky post, which will take down all my schedules and just let you guys know that I'm here, I'm still here, and I'm working things out, and things are changing, and the more I find my footing, the more things will be clear for all of us. Alright, I have to go, I have some work to do, and I will talk to you all guys later. Much love, blessed.